Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, Leaders Speak, focusing on the intersection of technology and government mission. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. 21st century government has sought to use information technology to improve performance and leverage the power of technology to deliver better results faster. U.S. government agencies are under tremendous pressure to do more, to do it better, while doing it cheaper. To that end, they are using technology to make operations more responsive, accessible, transparent, and accountable, while meeting the needs and expectations of citizens. With an annual IT budget of over $80 billion, the United States government is the world's largest purchaser of information technology. Ensuring that such a sizable sum of money is managed and spent properly and in accordance with the public trust must be front and center. However, a history marked by fragmentation, poor project execution, and the drag of legacy technology has made this important endeavor even more difficult, but ever more pressing. Given such unsustainable conditions, the current administration has made IT and its management a central priority. Technology is a powerful tool, but it alone will not improve performance. Making government more transparent, participatory, and collaborative may require technology, but if it's done right, it can also help federal agencies manage its resources more effectively. What are the challenges facing government IT leaders? How is government modernizing and securing its IT infrastructure? What about current and future IT trends? And how has the role of CIO evolved to meet the demands of today? We will explore these questions and so much more with a host of government technology leaders. Our guests will share some of the more compelling insights and perspectives and offer their extended reflections on the intersection of government mission and technology. First up, what do federal CIOs consider their most important challenges? Over the years, I've asked government IT leaders this very question. There are a handful of common challenges topping the list, such as IT infrastructure, cybersecurity, governance, and workforce. While many of these common challenges remain, how they are being prioritized and tackled may vary depending on the agency resources and strategic mission. Here's Vance Hitch, CIO at Justice, on the critical challenges he's facing managing the IT footprint of a department composed of 40 different components.
It's a challenge running a large, I'm like the conglomerate CIO, so and we have the 40 different components. Each has a specific mission that fits within the overall justice mission, but has its own thing. So what I try to do is to make sure that we are working at a common purpose. We also have an overall enterprise architecture that really speaks to how all this should fit together. IT should fit together as a department. So it includes, at the high level, all of our infrastructure, and it breaks down into all the applications that we have across the whole department. What I try to do, and what our enterprise architecture helps me do, is to figure out where it makes sense to do things in common, where enterprise solutions make sense, where common solutions make sense. I always try to work with the CIOs of the specific components, and my goal is for them to focus on the mission of their component. And if they can focus their dollars and their energies on that, they shouldn't have to worry as much about the things that we do in common. I don't want them to be reinventing the same things that are happening either at the department level or elsewhere. So that's what we try to achieve. Certainly, I have a lot of challenges. I always put cybersecurity at or near the top. It's a major, major issue today for not only for the Department of Justice, for every entity, every corporate entity, or even small businesses in the United States. Cybersecurity is a major challenge for us and has been for a long time. I'm very proud of what we've done at the department, but it's a major challenge. We're never good enough. Information sharing was a very important thing. Information sharing, obviously has been a big challenge. Enterprise solutions in general are very difficult to do. While it's what I try to do all the time, and one of my main jobs is to make sure that we are doing enterprise solutions where it makes sense, they're very hard to do because the government is a large organization. Our Department of Justice in and of itself is a very complex, large organization. Making that happen, it's true in corporate America, too. You know, developing a corporate-wide enterprise solution is very difficult. The government is just that much bigger and, you know, it's more difficult to make change happen, more difficult to get things done in common. So very much I would emphasize the management aspects of my job. I mean, the idea of leading change across that kind of organization and implementing enterprise solutions, while I'm proud of what we've done, that's certainly one of the challenges.
In the midst of its seventh year, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has a steadfast mission. And in an increasingly interconnected and networked world, technology plays a critical role in DHS successfully meeting its mission, securing the homeland. Richard Spires, CIO at DHS, outlines his important charge and the challenges he faces.
The reason I'm the CIO here and accepted the position is because I believe IT is a foundational and critical element to the success of an organization such as Homeland Security. In fact, I would say that it is as important as any function in assuring mission effectiveness today. The scope and scale of the organization, quite large, 200,000 employees plus, quite a few different mission sets from the standpoint that we actually have 22 individual operating organizations. I have the overarching responsibility and authority over the whole IT function for DHS. Spent about 3 months or so really assessing where I thought the organization was in its use of IT and how we were managing IT overall throughout DHS. I really found three areas that are primary importance that I'm trying to address. First, we need to improve how we manage, particularly our largest IT investments. We have some very, very good people across the board. But overall, I would say we're just not managing many of these investments as well as we need to. And so this whole area of both program reviews, essentially my version of the tech stats that Vivek Kundra has done, based on those, there's been significant changes to some programs based on those reviews. But going forward, it's really about institutionalizing, if you will, best practices and really working to make sure that the proper governance and oversight exists for these programs and the proper disciplines are being implemented in these programs to manage them effectively. We have the Data Center Consolidation Initiative within the Department of Homeland Security, our OneNet initiative to bring together one physical network infrastructure. There's other things we're doing. We're rolling out things like rationalizing our Active Directory structure, our email as a service offering through these two data centers. There's a number of things we're doing at an enterprise level that we need to get done. And then the third area is kind of an interesting one, and I think goes to the heart of really trying to be one DHS, as the Secretary has discussed. While we're one department, too often we still operate as up to 22 different component organizations. And how that manifests itself in IT is there's just too much of building similar things across these different organizations and not enough leverage and information sharing. Can't get any of this done without a really good staff. We need to have a strong government employee base within our IT functions to make this work. And so getting that right balance, I think, is really critical.
Along with securing the homeland, technology plays a significant role in air safety and ensuring that planes take off and land in a safe and secure manner. On a daily basis, 8,000 commercial and 18,000 private aircraft operate close to 50,000 flights per day in U.S. airspace. Doing this safely and efficiently involves maintaining the world's largest air navigation and communications infrastructure, which relies significantly on information technology. Here's Dave Bowen, CIO at FAA, highlighting his important role and the challenges he faces in that role.
Well, my role as the FAA's CIO is primarily to act as the primary advisor to the administrator on all IT matters. I'm responsible for all IT policy in the agency, and then I have areas of my operational department which focus on research and development, cybersecurity, oversight of our IT investments, oversight of our privacy initiatives, records, directives, a lot to do with our enterprise architecture and enterprise-wide initiatives, and IT optimization. The top three challenges, I think they're probably more than just three, but let me hit the top three. Number one would be driving IT benefits and coordination of our IT operations inside of what we call a federated organization. Our lines of business in the FAA own and manage their own infrastructure, applications, things like that. And my role is to sort of coordinate those activities across the agency. A second area of focus, and this is my primary operational role in the agency, is that my department provides cybersecurity services to all the lines of business across the agency. And as you're probably aware, this is an ongoing challenge. It makes us drive toward deploying cybersecurity technology, drives us to closer linkages with federal agencies, and staying on top of our technology investments. The third area, it's an area that's growing in scope and importance, is oversight of our IT investments and reporting those up, making sure that things in our programs are on track. They go up to what we call our Joint Resources Council, who oversees all of the FAA acquisition efforts, and then on up to the Department of Transportation and eventually to the federal government IT dashboard. So we certainly play in that space.
Many of these challenges are hardly unique to the federal government. State and local CIOs are also facing enormous challenges and are under tremendous pressure to do more and do it better. Technology has helped these governments do just that, and nowhere is this more evident than in the delivery of human services. Here's Richard Seamer, CIO at the New York City Human Resources Administration, on the IT challenges he faces at the local level.
Well, the first one is managing our budget. There's no end to the amount of innovation and work that is being asked of us to do. So to that end, and especially because we've been forced to reduce our budgets lately, and that goes back to the being responsible part that I talked about before to the taxpayers, we've had to make some tough decisions, and we've had to balance and decide where can we reduce costs, what ultimately can we do with those savings when we do reduce costs, and how can we more efficiently manage the work that we have to do. So the dollar thing and the budget thing is a big deal. Governance is another big issue. Governance is, to some people, a four-letter word because you're trying to impose some sort of control over people and you're trying to make people responsible. Now, I've been very fortunate, I think, in that, again, I have a good team of people, but the people that I deal with on the program side get it. I've established a relationship with these people, so they're responsive, and I can talk to them about it. But the way we deal with it is we meet regularly with the staff, the program staff. We go through what we're working on. We make sure that the priority lists are what they are supposed to be, you know. And then we make changes because whether it's from the program side or we get mandates, which is another difficult thing. That's how we deal with the governance issue, basically. The third thing is strategic planning. Part of the I think challenge of being in the public sector is trying to deal with the cycles, the political cycles, if you will. Now, we've been very fortunate. We have, Mayor Bloomberg is a mayor who understands and gets IT. So we feel that kind of support, and that comes straight down through the deputy mayor, and Commissioner Doerr is great. Commissioner Doerr has actually elevated the position of CIO within HRA to a direct report to him, and I think that that was a smart thing. But it also gives you some sort of empowerment, too.
What are government agencies doing to enhance IT governance and modernize their technology infrastructure? We will explore these topics and so much more when we return to this special edition of the Business of Government Hour.